I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. The 10% cut to the State Health Department's budget, part of an attempt to bring Montana's overall state budget back into the black, is starting to sound less abstract. Just before Christmas, the department announced it was cutting ties with four nonprofit companies that help people with developmental disabilities.
Nobody really understands what we do.
Pat Grant is the lead case manager for the Kalispell office of Missoula-based Opportunity Resources, Inc. It's one of two companies in the Flathead Valley that the state contracts for targeted case management. Its seven employees here serve about 280 clients.
And it's a very small population that we serve. And they will go on. They will be okay. There will be several that suffer. There will be people that will suffer greatly. And that's a shame.
Statewide, about 70 people will lose their jobs. 2,700 people with developmental disabilities will lose their case managers when the cuts hit in April. 2 months ago, Anaconda-based Aware, Inc. let go of its 24 staff in the Flathead when it became clear that cuts were likely. Grant expects to hold on to her job until Opportunity's state contract expires in April. Grant's day-to-day work is varied. She works with people who have autism, Down syndrome, and an array of other developmental disabilities. Some of her clients are nonverbal. Some live independently.
Every day is new.
Sometimes she's there to give a little boost, like helping a client understand a parking ticket and move their car, or sorting through mail to figure out what's important.
And this client drops in probably once or twice a week. He has a lot of anxiety, and so he just sits and talks, and we make him a cup of tea. And by the time he leaves, he's a happy camper, and he lasts another week or two.
More often, she's handling her clients' complicated paperwork for things like food stamps, housing, and Medicaid. Paperwork that means shelter, safety, food. Grant says one of her clients came to her after receiving a letter saying that the house she rented was going to be sold.
Because she couldn't read and couldn't figure it out, she brought it down to me, and we had 3 months to find her a new place.
Between the low-income housing shortage in the valley and her client owning a dog, it took them the whole 3 months to find a rental.
So we looked. I looked because she can't do it for herself. She can't figure it out in the newspaper. She can't go to the different rental agencies to find housing for herself. I did it all with her assistance and with her permission and with her by my side, but she couldn't navigate all of that.
They finally did find a new place just 3 days before their deadline.
And because she has no people, no relatives, no nothing, she and her dog and I moved her stuff and helped her do all the paperwork and hours of working with Section 8 and getting her food stamps transferred and her electricity transferred and her Medicaid transferred to this new address. She literally would have been homeless without case management, literally on the streets with her dog, homeless without our assistance. That's what we do every day.
Grant says often she plays the role of first responder. She keeps her clients out of homeless shelters, out of the emergency room, out of a jail cell, because they call her before they make an unnecessary 911 call. Once she's laid off, she says she expects to see a sharp rise in the number of police and hospital visits her clients make, as well as an increase in calls to Adult Protective Services.
We're kind of a front line for helping all of that. So the existing emergency services are going to get the overflow here of the need.
For the most part, she says her clients will be okay. Many of them have family nearby, and they'll have a new case manager from the state. But Grant says it's unreasonable to expect any one office to be able to absorb the few hundred clients about to need new case managers.
But our caseloads are 35 clients. The new caseloads will be 60 or above. And the caseload for that is almost humanly impossible.
The day I caught her on the phone, Grant was about to meet with a few of her clients to tell them about the changes coming up. She wanted them to hear it from her instead of finding out on the news unexpectedly, as she and her colleagues did.
Have you thought about how you're going to say it to them? Just take all the time you need, Pat.
So I'm just going to say it, and I'm going to assure them that they will have case managers.
The model will be different, but they will have case management.
She plans to keep serving some of her clients, whom she's worked with for years and years, even after her position is terminated.
Yes, and I will work personally on my own time as their friend and mentor with whatever they need.
I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.